she is holding stable condition, she can signal with two fingers, so that's a good sign here.
So doctors were pretty optimistic about her condition yesterday, Frank, and we're expecting another update, I understand,
Democrats have postponed their planned protests against that, and also a more serious discussion taking place in terms of what this means for security, whether or not lawmakers should even be holding these public events out in the open, and whether rank-and-file members like Representative Giffords need greater security details. Margaret?
I'm sure it's an issue we'll all continue to debate as we also stand by for any developments on the health of the Congresswoman herself as she remains in critical condition. Thank you very much, Juliana Goldman there at the White House. And as you saw, as the nation took that moment of silence, trading did come to a halt there on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, as well as traders observed this nationwide moment of reflection. Let's bring you down, though, now.
And counts of
with us for the hour, and she's leading us through what has been playing out in the session thus far. Scarlett?
Good morning, Margaret. We didn't
that there may be other charges that he will face as well, Foley, including the possibility of terrorism charges.
Certainly this incident, Frank, has sent shockwaves across the country, and we've heard reactions from politicians there, and the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has also been reacting on a visit to the United Arab Emirates. She called the shooter an extremist. Let's take a listen.
Congresswoman Giffords was just shot by an extremist in our country. We have the same kinds of problems. So rather than standing off from each other, we should work to try to prevent the extremists anywhere from being able to commit violence.
Hillary Clinton reacting there to the shooting incident in Arizona from the United Arab Emirates, where she's on visit. Frank, you know, many people have suggested that this incident, this particular incident in Tucson, could be a direct consequence of the escalating political rhetoric that we've seen in the United States in the last few months before the midterm elections with the Tea Party movement, also the former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin making some pretty tough comments. You know, how are people in Arizona reacting to this suggestion that maybe, you know, the discourse, and particularly in Arizona, where there have been many controversial issues, that this discourse may have led to this particular incident?